Steve Corkill's story. It's a novel that he's written. He's sent us a couple of extracts in from it. This is How to Recover from Open Heart Surgery. We heard earlier on from the diagnosis part. This next bit is all about recovery. And he is on a ward, the character of Ben, which is sort of a similar story to Steve's, really. And they all are discussing other people that are around Ben, about what their surgery, heart surgery involved, and all that sort of stuff. Having a bit of a laugh and a joke, because, you know, when you're in that sort of situation, you need a bit of upbeat, light-hearted stuff in, but sometimes it can be quite painful too.
Before long, their misfortunes were turned into a game. Ben's valve repair was apparently trumped by Clark's double bypass. That, in turn, was beaten by Bert's double bypass with a raise of a pair of valve replacements. They couldn't decide whether Kelvin's triple bypass was a bigger operation. Ben countered that physically opening up the heart and having a good dig around was bigger than simply pinning a new vessel or two to the outside. He reckoned that the bypass brigade were lightweights, as all they had was an incision in their chests and a bit of a cut on their legs. They countered that that meant they had actually been properly ill and not simply in need of a little mechanical tightening up. They all agreed that Vida's combination of double bypass, valve replacement, valve repair, plus possible pacemaker won the Operation of the Week award. Bert got second place because he was Bert. He smiled silently. At times, the group would be chatting easily. Then, at others, it would drop into silence, as each either gave in to fatigue or needed rest from the effort of conversation. At one point, the room dropped into one of these silences as everybody pondered their fates, enjoyed the warmth of new friendships, and tried to think of new anecdotes that the others could appreciate. And in the silence, Clark farted. Now, the sound of someone farting, for some reason, makes people the world over snigger and laugh, especially 11-year-old boys. Quite why is unfathomable, yet generations of comedians have built their acts on it the world over. There was a communal intake of breath, and for half a second there was silence. Then Vader snorted. Half a second later, everyone guffawed. And half a second after that, everyone yelled, "Ah!" as they squashed their towels into chests to protect them. There followed 2 minutes of "Ha! Ah!" while everyone around tried to control it. The pain was bad. Clark had farted. "Ha! Ah!" Tears of laughter flowed alongside grimaces of pain. It was a group release of the tensions and concerns of the last few days. Thereafter, anything that had even the slightest potential of the hint of a trace of a funny side was pounced on as quickly as possible. Laughter is the best medicine after all. And how it hurt. And, of course, it meant that Clark could tell the nurses that, yes, his bowels had moved that day. He had won that particular race.
Steve Corkill with How to Recover from Open Heart Surgery, his brand new novel. Steve is from Bath, and you can find out more about his novel and where you can download it from ebooks.